ascending. The Holy Spirit is working in the church body and saying, you know, laying on the hearts of those who have a burden and their hearts are open to going. And then the Holy Spirit puts a call on their life and says, go. Well, now they need to be obedient to that, and you folks are being obedient to that. Our part as a church family is to be obedient too, and that's to send them, to pray for them, and to help them financially. I'd like to draw your attention to zealous goers and zealous senders, because I found this little article, and I was so pleased to be able to read through it on my own. As Justin just read, as we saw the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, and that is, go, therefore, go into all nations. Go to all the nations of the world. That's the part that we need to do. And so God, again, has placed a call on these individuals to go, and they're responding. And by the way, as we go to Guatemala, we have a couple of younger gals going with us, Anna and Elizabeth Karate, the nieces of Justin. They're going to be going with us. We also have Wayne Wild and his son, Matt, I believe a daughter or two, and some grandchildren who are going to go. And we have a team of 40, which is a large team. And we have quite a rigorous, demanding schedule each day. I was looking over the itinerary, and it's like being up at 6 o'clock. We have breakfast, and then we have devotions, and then we work until about 9 o'clock at night. And so it's going to be quite demanding. But what a blessing. And I want to share with you the response we got from our church family financially. We were asking you if you felt led to give $400 or just make a contribution to this ministry that we're going to be on. And $6,400 came in. And we plan to build at least, I think, about 40 houses. Now, they're 15 by 15 square, and all they're going to have is a galvanized exterior, nothing on the inside. That's going to be the inside and the outside. They're going to have a galvanized roof with a lean-to, so that it'll have air to escape, because they do all of their cooking inside that area, and so they need ventilation. And so we plan to be very involved over there, and there's going to be lots to do. And I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you are. We're going to roll up our sleeves and go to work each day. We're also going to be conducting some vacation Bible school outreaches. We're going to go to the dump. And Tyrone, do you have a picture of that dump? I know I'm messing you up right now, but I can't imagine going to an area where there's just nothing but garbage. There's actually people that live around this dump, if you can believe that. They live in lean-tos and very poorly constructed shacks, you could say. And we're going to go into this area, proclaim Christ, give them water, give them food, give them clothing, and also hopefully maybe even help them get out of that area and to live somewhat normally in that country. So what a blessing it is to be part of that. Well, as we look back at the Great Commission, we are not all called to go, but we are all called to be involved in making disciples of all nations. And locally, here's what it means. Crossing the street, crossing the office, or crossing the coffee shop to share the love of Jesus with others. This is called local missions. God wants all of us to be a missionary. Whether we're abroad or at home, locally, God wants us to be a light. And God wants us to influence others towards Christ. And he gives us that opportunity all the time as we interact with so many people, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, whether it's in your neighborhood, you can shine your light for Christ. And so we have to be strong locally, first of all, before we can send those abroad. And if we ever lose our heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ as a church, we're in trouble as a church, because that's what drives the ministry, because that's God's heart. I quoted to you earlier in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, the Son of Man has come to seek those who are lost and to save them, to save those who are lost. And what a blessing it is to join hands with him Jesus is now at the right hand of the Father in heaven, and as he was praying his priestly prayer in John chapter 17, he said this towards the end of the prayer, "As the Father has sent me into the world, so I send you," as he was looking at the disciples, "into the world." And that's us. He has sent us to do the work of evangelism in reaching others for Christ. That's the Great Commission. It'll never change. It'll always be there for us as a church family. Globally, that means praying and supporting those who go. And our church has made a decision. Our leadership this last Tuesday decided that whatever comes in the special offerings for Tyler and Ashley, that we're going to underwrite whatever is left. And if they need more, we're even going to give them more. Because God has blessed us financially, and we want to bless them. When God blesses a church, I believe his heart is always concerned that we would bless others with what he has blessed us with. And so we're going to help in any way that we can. We have a young man named Abraham, and he's going to be going to Georgia, over there just south of the great country of Russia, and working. And again, our church leadership decided to give him what he needed, what was lacking in his support, the extra $200 a month for 2 years. And in my tenure here as a pastor, I've been so encouraged this last week to see the church step up and say, "We will send them. We will do what we can." Because God has blessed us, and consequently, we want to bless others. As I finish this, each one of us has a sphere of influence that God has placed around us. In some cases, we are the only light. Each one of us has people we know who are being sent that need our prayers and finances to reach the unreached in foreign lands. Are we being faithful to what God is asking us to do in missions? Oh, I hope we are. John Piper, who used to pastor the Bethlehem Baptist Church in the Twin Cities, he's now retired, but he's a prolific writer and speaker. He puts it this way: there are three kinds of Christians, and either you're in one of these categories. Christians who are zealous goers, zealous senders, and the disobedient. Which one are you? Zealous goers, zealous senders, and the disobedient. Well, I don't want to be disobedient. God's given me an opportunity to go, and I want to go. And I want to be zealous about this. They are going into Iraq. And I understand this totally. If I was your parent, I would say the same thing that your mother said. What's wrong with you, Tyler? I know what my mom would have said if I would have taken my wife into Iraq. Of course, it wasn't a problem back then, but she'd say, "You know, you're crazy too, Stan." But God is so great and so faithful. And I believe he's going to use you greatly over there. And we do want to pray God's blessing on you as you go. So, as we look at this and as we continue to contemplate what we need to do, ask what the Lord will want you to do. I hope you're going to be a zealous sender as we send them. Because we want to be a zealous church for missionaries and for sending missionaries. Amen? And we want to be strong here at home, fulfilling the Great Commission among our people in Bemidji. Well, I'm going to ask if they'll come up right now, those who are going to go to Guatemala. You'll come up. We want to pray for you. Elizabeth, Anna, and those that are going to go to Iraq, India, Guatemala, Scotland. That's about 3 months worth right there. And we do want the leadership to come up right now, elder, deacon, if you'll come up. We just want to circle these individuals and pray for them. God's word is very clear. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear of him without a preacher? And then it says, how beautiful are the feet of those who preached the gospel, the good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Are you guys going to be bearers of good news? Oh, the world needs good news. Needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus. So we're going to pray right now, and I'm going to ask a couple here to pray. Tyrone and Brian, would you pray for us as we head out? We're leaving Monday at about 3 o'clock. We're going up to Winnipeg, and as Justin shared with you, if we're going to fly out of Winnipeg and go west to Calgary, and then from Calgary, we were going to go down to Houston, and then Houston to Guatemala City. And I believe we're going to arrive, as we are looking at the time slot there, somewhere on Tuesday evening, about 10:30. And then we're going to go to work the next day, I think. So we're probably not going to get a lot of sleep. But would you pray first, Tyrone, and then Brian, for our mission trip?
Most gracious fathers, we come to this time. We take an opportunity to just recognize you in our lives and just really appreciate you for the many blessings that you give to us. We also just take an opportunity to reflect on your words, which teaches us that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Yet you also say, many are called, yet only a few are chosen. So we thank you for these few that you have chosen, Lord, to take on such a huge mission. We ask that you be with them, Lord, that you bless them, that you take care of them, give them travel mercy, and that they go and they fulfill the will that you have called them to do, Lord, and that you just protect them and just lead them and guide them, Lord, and may they be able to spread the gospel in the way that you are calling them to spread it, and that they just be such a blessing to the people, whatever area that they're going into, that you just be with them and keep them safe. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly Father, you truly are a great and awesome holy God, worthy of our praise, worthy of our thanks. Say a special prayer this morning for our brothers and sisters who are following your orders to go. They're there to harvest souls for you, Father God, to spread the love, to be the spark of Christ. Maybe the love of you may spread throughout the country. Father God, they might not know the results of the harvest that they are sowing. But we don't need to know, Father God. We just need to do as we're told, to go forth and spread your love, spread the light of Christ, so that others may come to know you. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, you guys ready to go? All right. You're not leaving till January 15th, and we're going to go Monday. All right. Well, you guys may be seated. Thank you. Well, let's sing a song, Wade.
Man of sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayed, the sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid. Silent as he stood accused, beaten, mocked, and scorned, bowing to the Father's will, he took a crown of thorns. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor run to thee. Silent sent of heaven, God's own Son, to purchase and redeem and reconcile the very ones who nailed him to that tree. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, alleluia, praise and honor unto thee. Now my debt is paid, it is paid in full, by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. Now my debt is paid, it is paid in full, by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, alleluia, praise and honor unto thee. See, the stone is rolled away. Behold the empty tomb. Hallelujah, God be praised. He's risen from the grave. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, alleluia, praise and honor unto thee. Oh, praise and honor unto thee. Oh, praise and honor unto thee.
As we close this morning, we've been proclaiming that there is life in Christ. And if you're here this morning and you do not know the living Savior, I'd like to introduce him to you. I'd love to talk with you about him, open up God's word with you, and let you know how much you're loved and what he has done for you. Father, we thank you this morning, once again, that we can be part of your great plan. And Lord, it's really a mystery in many ways that you've committed this unto us, fallible humans. But yet, Lord, it's conducted and empowered through your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, as you call us, as you fill us, and as you use us in helping to fulfill the great commission and desire of your heart, and that is to reach all nations for Christ. We thank you that we can be a part of that. We thank you, Father, for those that are stepping forward, the goers and the senders. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.